And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of January, 2013. It is Inauguration Day. It's been Inauguration Day, January the 20th, in this country ever since 1937. Franklin Roosevelt was the first to take the oath of office on the 20th of January. Before that, Inauguration Day had been the 4th of March, but Congress decided it was not necessary to wait that long between the election and the inauguration. It was Thomas Jefferson who was the first to be inaugurated in Washington, D.C. He was the first president to walk to his inauguration, and his speech was the first inaugural speech to be printed in the newspaper. And in 1805, he became the first president to host the first inaugural parade. John F. Kennedy was the first president to invite a poet to read at his inaugural, and that, of course, was Robert Frost. It's the birthday of Robert Olin Butler, born Granite City, Illinois, 1945. Author of novels and short stories, served in the Vietnam War in Army Intelligence in Saigon, returned to this country in 1972, took a job as a writer and editor in New York, and rode the train into the city, and on the train he worked on his novels. Robert Olin Butler said, "Every word of my first four published novels was written on a legal pad by hand on my lap on the Long Island Railroad as I commuted back and forth from Sea Cliff to Manhattan." It's the birthday of Federico Fellini, born in Rimini, Italy, 1920. Started out as a boy in a traveling circus, joined a vaudeville troupe, traveled all over Italy with them. He painted the scenery, he wrote the sketches, he acted in bit parts, from which he went on to make his movies, La Strada, La Dolce Vita, and The Clowns. It's the birthday of the comedian George Burns, born Nathan Birnbaum in New York City, 1896, left school after the fourth grade to become an entertainer. When he was 27, he met 18-year-old Gracie Allen, who was looking for a vaudeville partner. George Burns said, "I'd worked with a dog, I'd worked with a seal. Why wouldn't I work with Gracie?" And George Burns finally convinced Gracie Allen to marry him by threatening to break up the act if she said no. He wrote a book about her, Gracie, A Love Story. And it's the birthday of the novelist Tammy Hoag, born Cresco, Iowa, 1959, became a romance novelist in her late 30s, writing for Bantam Books, wrote about 20 of them, and then switched over to writing thrillers. The first of them, Night Sins, came out in 1988. Her next book, The Ninth Girl, is due out this June. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick, entitled A Fable. Two women with the same claim came to the feet of the wise king. Two women, but only one baby. The king knew someone was lying. What he said was, "Let the child be cut in half. That way no one will go empty-handed." He drew his sword. Then, of the two women, one renounced her share. This was the sign, the lesson. Suppose you saw your mother torn between two daughters. What could you do to save her but be willing to destroy yourself? She would know who was the rightful child, the one who couldn't bear to divide the mother. Louise Glick's poem, A Fable, from her collection Ararat, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.